Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, nice win for your Rockets last night. Hey, let's get our Twin Peaks on and let's get our Carbach on. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. Sounded like producer Nick back in the studio again. Awesome.
Yes, it is.
If you want to get in today, well, we won't be taking calls because we're on the road. So it's going to have to be Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Hopefully Aaron will read that today. Don't bother with the text line because what are the odds? It's going to be a little bit of a challenge today. And I'm all for challenges. Bring it.
You said, put it in front of you, you're going to knock it down today.
I am.
And that means you're going to do a show with no Wi-Fi.
Exactly. And you know it's all going to be on my phone. So that means
no. I believe in you.
I believe in me, too.
I don't believe in you, but I just feel like I'm supposed to say that.
No, you can tell me I'm going to suck. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I got it. But no, I don't think
you're going to suck more than normal or anything.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty freaking low bar, let's be honest. But no, I've got it figured out where all my show notes are on my phone. I've got my live reads on my phone. I could probably do the text line, but you know what? I need a break from you guys. So it's been a really long day, and I could do without the text tape. So I'm not even going to try that. Twitter will be a little slow, so just bear with me. I might be a little bit slow on some of these things.
Okay.
But I will do my best. I'm in there battling. And, you know, I know I got to talk better. I got to play better. But I will.
Got to be better.
Yeah. And I will. I'm fired up about it today. What's going on, man?
Sports, stuff like that. What's up with you, man?
Just a lot of work stuff today. A lot of work frustration with our website. That nothing to do with our guys. But, you know, just a lot of back-end stuff that's finally coming to a head. And it's sort of pissing me off, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, I'm just...
What else is new?
I've been very calm about it. I've just been dealing with it for a year. But starting to bubble over a little. So patience is wearing thin. Thank you for the beers, guys.
Yes, thanks, ladies.
Yeah. I think they were taking pictures of them, not us.
I think so, too.
But that's okay.
I was just pretending to be like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, we're in the background as far back as possible. Hey, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you tweet or Facebook, put odds on it. That simple. So we're going to muddle through here. How about your Rockets last night? That was a very good win. Yeah, I know that this is like every game they get a big lead and then they blow the lead, but they sure did. I thought they had a really nice fourth quarter, and that's a good basketball team they went in and beat.
Jumped out to a big lead and then choked it away and then ran away at the end. So they don't make it easy on you, but get the job done, I guess. So the Rockets continuing to play. It's they're continuing to get good results. How about that?
Yeah, well,
the final results have been good. Well, we've seen some games like the Miami game and the Hornets game where, boy, it wasn't pretty to get there, but they got there. This was another one where, I mean, had they just blown the doors off the Raptors for four quarters, we would have been like, whoa. Instead, they blew the doors off the Raptors for two quarters and then literally fell asleep for the third quarter and then came back and won the game at the end. So the results are good. I don't know if it's great ball that the Rockets are playing right now, but it's good enough.
Well, I'm teams like the Heat and stuff struggling against them, that's one thing. But, I mean, this is one of the better teams in the East. And the team they just blew the doors off the other night went out and beat the Warriors last night. So, yeah, I think this is a little better win maybe than that.
Oh, it's a good win, no doubt.
I mean, I'm not going to give them too much grief for blowing the lead because they were good in the fourth quarter when they needed to be. And, you know, at six in a row, I do have one beef.
Okay.
From the ESPN story today. Harden, who eclipsed 18,000 career points Tuesday, has scored 28 or more points in 39 straight games.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, they did it.
It's the
second longest streak in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain holds it. When did we make 28 a standard for anything?
You can't do that.
No.
The streak ended.
Yeah.
Stop talking about the streak.
Oh, my goodness. No, 28 or more points.
Give me a break.
I don't know. I guess I'm blaming ESPN.com for that.
I mean, you should.
Yeah, because they had it. Because I'm reading the story. You're kidding me,
that's
right?
That's stupid.
So when he gets 26, are we going to go to
26
or more? 26 or more.
Only Wilt has done that. Wilt did 30. So.
Yeah, listen, that streak ended. Let's quit creating new streaks. And, you know, appreciate the fact that the guy's scoring like a fiend.
I will say, I mean, that's the other thing. While the results are good, did Harden have what you would call a good game last night?
Not really. I don't think Harden or Paul, either one, did.
They scored a bunch of points, but
if
you take 30 shots, you're probably going to get up there in points eventually.
You'll get over 28 points.
Eventually, yeah.
So you can keep that streak going, sure. But I do think that the bench played pretty well last night, and I think that was really the reason they won the basketball game. And the Raptors didn't play well. But I'm going to give the Rockets defense a little credit for that.
Lowry sucked.
Yeah, he had a rough one. But, in the end, it's a good win for them. All right. This is where I would usually give out the numbers. Did you see the Rams are cutting more players?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
They released Mark Barron.
Okay.
And they're not going to pick up the option on John Sullivan, who's their center.
Okay. I mean, we knew the Rams had some cap issues.
Yeah, they were right up against it. And you know what? That's okay. That's why last year when they went for it, they got all those guys. Hey, got them to a Super Bowl. But you knew they weren't going to be able to do it again this year. And that's kind of what I want the Texans to do. I want them to go full Ram this offseason, take their shot. And if it doesn't work out, you whack some of these guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I just don't know if they're as close to me, they're not as close as the Rams were last year going into
The Texans?
Yeah.
Probably not. But they just have they've just got a bunch of really big glaring holes that, hearing Lance talk about it, he doesn't think the Texans are going to be big players in free agency, which that's a concern.
Well,
because
if
you only have a finite amount of draft picks.
Right. You can't fix everything with those. And I got worried. Listen, if Brian Gain is telling the truth, when he's mentioning that, Julian Davenport will be in his third season and Chantrell Henderson was hurt last year, and so we're going to have this. If you go in with the same two starting left tackles, you're clueless, man. I'm sorry. There's no way around it. If that's going to be your starting offensive tackles next year because you just think that, we'll just keep developing Julian Davenport, so maybe you develop him from a really awful tackle into a just bad one. Good for you.
Yeah. Like, what's his ceiling is the question.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously got some physical skills, but he just, and listen, I don't want to say guys can't get better, especially offensive linemen. A lot of times it does take a few years for offensive linemen. And he came from a small school. But, man, if you're counting on that.
That's the thing. Like, had this guy been a first-round pick and struggled out of the gate, you'd say, okay, well, maybe it'll take him. I mean, this you're talking about guys, though. Scrap heap guys.
Yeah.
You know, and those guys, typically there's a reason why they're scrap heap guys. And I'm not saying that there's never been a scrap heap guy who made it, but it's rare.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see them go overpay for Trent Brown. And guess what? If Julian Davenport turns out to beat him out because he's improved that much, okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Probably can move Brown over to right tackle or even inside. But it doesn't sound like they're going to do much, and that's concerning. And obviously, they have to keep one of their safeties, or then you're going to be in the market there too. And we know they've got problems at cornerback. I'd like to see – you can't fix all that in the draft. I know you got three high picks, but odds are one of them is going to be a complete bust, and one of them is going to probably get hurt and not contribute the first year.
Every third-round pick will be useless.
It's a new team,
oh,
AJ.
Okay.
It's not Rick Smith anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, third-round pick last year was okay. Okay.
Well, hell.
But I also, but if you're just counting on getting internally better, man, I don't like your chances. And I'm not saying spend your whole cap, but, man, go get me one tackle.
It's proving something in this
league.
Yeah,
get me an interior lineman and improve that, and at least one cornerback. That's all you got to do. I'm okay with and re-sign Honey Badger.
You're asking a lot of things now.
That's not that much. That's almost nothing for a team with $90 million in cap room.
Well, it's one thing to have $90 million in cap room. It's another to have that much money to spend.
Yeah, well, they've got it. So why? I mean, they don't have to spend it all. Spend $60 million. You can do it.
All right, guys. The years keep on rolling by, and it's already March. Can you believe that? If you're still in a job that you don't love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Many of their graduates could do little more than turn on their computer when they started, and it's no big deal because helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need, all the skills, all the certifications to start your new career. And it's more than a school because they're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. You're getting better all the time and turning out against one isn't all that hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks on 290. Day three of the release of the Carbach Crawford Bach. If you come out and order a Crawford Bach, they got nice stuff to give you here.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool deal.
A badass glass for one.
Yeah, I got one of those.
I did too.
Took that sucker home last night, and the wife's always, no more pint glasses. And I'm like, don't you say a bleeping word, woman.
Just told her to suck it.
I did not say that. I just said,
that's what I would have done.
Don't say a word.
You.
Don't
my,
say a
my
word.
Wife would never question what I bring home unless it was another woman.
We kind of have a rule, like whenever I bring home. Pint glasses are now part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Pint glasses, baseball caps, or clothes. Anytime I bring home a new one, I have to get rid of one.
Okay.
Which I think is fine because...
I guess it's fine if you're playing second fiddle in your house.
No, I just don't. I don't like clutter either. So I mean, this helps keep things under control.
Why do you need pants when she's the one wearing them?
No, it's not that at all.
What's the big deal? Throw all your pants out.
Not her rule. It's okay. A rule that I agree to because I don't like clutter. I like keep things pretty clean.
If you had to agree to it, then it's by definition
her rule. No, it was a mutual agreement. We both agreed to that. So, yeah, now if I bring home another woman, that means I have to get rid of her, which, if it happens, it happens. I'm okay with that. Hey, can I talk about a horse racing story real quick? Because it's kind of a big deal, actually.
Okay.
that they have shut down racing at Santa Anita, which is one of the biggest tracks in the country. And
like permanently shut it down?
No, they've shut it down temporarily because since the meet opened on December 26th, they've had 21 horses die in track-related injuries.
Damn.
And I have a friend out there who,
like, did they say, well, we've only had 20 horses die. Let's take one more chance. And then they're like, oh, damn it, another one. We better stop this.
Well, they went out and...
How do you decide 21? Like, okay, that's enough. Something's going on. We got to figure this out.
Once you get into the over 20.
20, jeez.
Like, under 20, it's like, ah, no big
I would
deal.
Think after, like, a second horse died in one meet, I'd be what's going on?
To be fair, it's not uncommon that horses get hurt in training and break down. It happens everywhere. It's just this particular problem happened a few years ago, and it was because they've had a ton of rain in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
and those tracks really aren't designed for that because it's Southern California. You're not expecting monsoons on the level that they've gotten, and they don't know that that's what's caused it, but they've spent millions of dollars now evaluating it here over the past couple of weeks. They shut it down for training for a couple of days to go out and check it, and they can't find anything wrong. And I talked to a friend of mine out there today, and the thing is, like the big cap was this weekend. One of the main derby preps was this weekend. So they've had to push those races back, which is going to affect a lot of things. And it's kind of weird because not all of them have been on the main track. Some of them have been on the turf track. So it may just be that it's, you know, you got a lot of tired horses that people are overtraining and, you know, are over racing, and it may be that there's something wrong, but they've had to shut it down, and there have been some good horses that are no longer running because of it. So, of course, guess who weighed in?
LeBron James.
How about PETA?
Oh, yeah, that's probably a better guess.
Yeah. This was the right thing to do. The track should remain closed until the California Horse Racing Board dumps the drugs entirely, or injured horses whose soreness is masked by legally allowed medication will continue to sustain shattered bones. PETA renews its call for a criminal investigation into the trainers and veterinarians who may have put injured horses on the track leading to their deaths. First off, PETA, I've been around the sport for a long time. These are 1,000-pound animals with tiny ankles, and you know what? They can be fragile sometimes. 21's a lot. Obviously, there must be something going on. I have no problem with them shutting the racing down to try to figure it out because you don't want horses getting hurt. But, yeah, it's the drugs, PETA. Come on. Dickweeds. So, but they're
don't hate on PETA, Fred. Someone's got to look out for the animals.
Well, guess what? The track's looking out for them. And they've been trying to fix it. So
I don't mind when PETA gets involved with, like, you know, sport animals dying. I just don't like it when they get involved with food animals dying. Because, listen.
You just ate a bunch of food animal.
Yeah, I did, and it was great. So I don't want them talking about that. Like, I'm not here to save the chickens. And I had.
I'm here to eat the chicken.
I had 16 wings. So I don't know. No, I had 18 wings.
You had 18,
So that's at least 9 chickens that died so I could enjoy my meal. And that's sad.
No, it isn't. They're in chicken heaven.
That's
true. They've got a better life.
That's true.
They're up there wandering around. They're not being chased by anyone who wants to cut off their head and feed them to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure it's a beautiful green field.
That did happen to that chicken already.
Yeah. So he could have a better life.
But the truth is,
he died for your sins.
The truth is, if that chicken wouldn't have died the way he did, I would have just had to pick up a live chicken and eat it raw. And
that's
how you get salmonella. It'd like a lot of things can go wrong.
It'd be very painful for the chicken, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for anybody.
Yeah. So, Madison asking, so what does your wife have to give up? I've tried that with my wife, and it's just me throwing stuff out. No, she does the same thing. If she buys something new, we get rid of stuff. And about once a year, I go through and get rid of a bunch of clothes anyway. So I'm kind of at a surplus now, so I can buy some new clothes. Because, you know, you outgrow stuff, and some stuff you just get bored with. So I always just give it away. And then now I've got – but I'm at my max on baseball hats.
Okay.
I can't bring any more baseball hats home until I get rid of some.
Okay.
Which, that's fine. I mean, I have no problem with
that.
Do you
have any plans to get new hats?
Well, you never know. I mean, sometimes like when we're in Vegas, we'll just go to Lids, and I'm like, oh, I'm buying these.
Yeah.
And that happens. And I still collect hockey hats from every city, so any city I go to that has a hockey hat.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, I just like them, you know. I like having different ones. So, and once again, we're going to get a picture.
We're taking another picture.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they're the reasons we're taking the picture.
Oh, you don't think they want a picture with us?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I thought that's what the whole point of this was.
They're making sure they're taking the picture with her.
They're like, hey, can you block out those two ugly dudes behind you?
That's exactly what
it is.
It'd
be really cool if you guys would block. There's a non-scenic view happening behind you, ladies.
Yep, exactly.
We need you to,
we're kind of balancing it out to average.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. But, yeah, we got the Crawford Bach on
What's
tap.
That commercial with the iPhone where you can, kind of blur out the stuff in the back, and there's that girl, the lady's like, how could you do that to my kid? And
I haven't seen that one.
Bokeh, they call it. Bokeh your kid. Like, you can blur out the background or make it clear. They're just going to blur us out.
I didn't know you could do that. I would do that on every photo I take.
Yeah.
I would blur myself out.
It's actually probably not a bad idea.
No, it's a really good idea.
I could upgrade your look.
Well, yeah, me blurred would be much better looking than me non-blurred.
Then people would, like, at least the question would be that it would arise. It's like, man, is he normal looking, or is that just a bad picture?
Well, yeah.
See, I mean, at least then it's like 50-50. Otherwise, people just know you're
right,
weird looking.
Yeah, they don't have to.
100%. That guy's weird looking.
Yep.
So I think that's actually a good move for you.
I'm liking this.
Leave a shadow of doubt.
Exactly. You know, some mystery.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having clothes on as opposed to being naked.
Exactly.
There's some mystery there. You don't know what's underneath.
Yeah.
But just to put a wrap on the horse racing stuff, doing something different on the Triple Crown this year, like the last 2 years where I haven't done as well, I kind of waited till the end and went back and watched all the races again. This year I'm watching as we go. Because my problem, I thought, was I was developing opinions too soon, right?
Okay.
And
can't have that.
No, and the reality is, my results weren't as good when I switched. So I've gone back to what I used to do, which is watch them as we go. And the horse I'm keeping an eye on now that I really like is the one that I gave out in the trifecta to everybody on Saturday at Gulfstream. And great name, too, Bourbon War.
All right.
I think as he stretches out, he's going to get better and better. So I'll be keeping an eye on that horse. And that might be one, if you're doing future bets, to take a look at, because I think 1.25 is going to hit him right between the eyes. So there you go. That's my horse racing. I'm done with it.
Thank God. So you're not going to try to bring it up later in the show, right?
When do we ever bring things up again in the show?
Maybe another horse racing thing.
I don't have another one.
Okay, good.
That's it.
I've got some National Football League stuff to bring up
cool.
in the next segment, if that's okay.
I have some of that as well.
Okay. Listen, if you own your home, I'm going to bring up something about saving you money. Are any of you listening, or are you guys like, oh, I don't need to save any money. I've got so much money, I don't know what to do with it. Well, if that's not you, then maybe you should save some money with TGS Insurance. If you own your home, you can save big on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone came along and said, hey, we'll give you a home quote in 15 minutes, and you can save a few percent. And that's cool. But TGS was like, no, that's not good enough. We're going to give you a firm quote in 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money too. Grab your phone now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You reply with that, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. I'm not kidding. And the savings, the company, they're real. The online rating, nearly perfect. Average customer from last year saved over $825. And if you're a person who doesn't need an extra $825, okay, you got me. But if you could use $825 extra dollars, you need to check this out. No need to wait for your renewal, because TGS is going to take care of it on the back end. You can free your mind and fatten your wallet starting now. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Twin Peaks on 290. And you can come out and get your Crawford Bock on. And if you order a Carbock Crawford Bock, they got a little gift for you. And, yeah, lots of scenic views. In fact, the views that were blocking us were much more scenic than we were. So come on and check it out. All right, so you got some NFL for me.
Yeah, I got a couple things. I guess let's start with this, the winners and losers from the Combine.
Okay.
And everybody heard about Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
Who is a freak and jumped up way up draft boards. He was already projected to go pretty high, but
I know you were pretty high on him before all
yeah,
this.
Yeah. I think now he's a slam dunk amongst the first offense or defensive players taken.
Yeah, because you were saying all along, all seasons, like, man, this guy should be in the top five, if not the top three. And
I think now he's locked in on that.
Yeah.
Mississippi State defensive end Montez Sweat, and he's a guy who ran a 4.41, 6.6, 260.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good at sport with that.
The Ole Miss wide receivers, obviously DK Metcalf was excellent. AJ Brown was excellent. DJ Metcalf, the athletic numbers.
He must be. He's one of the most incredible physical specimens I have seen.
He's pretty impressive. The San Francisco 49ers listed among, and this is per Yahoo, by the way, because the 49ers, with growing talk that Kyler Murray could go first overall, the Niners, who picked second in the draft, could now have their choice of elite defenders from which to choose, which is nice for them. And we've heard all offseason that they love Nick Bosa, but with Quinnen Williams and Josh Allen doing what they did at the Combine, now it's like, oh, well.
Yeah. Maybe I don't think you can go wrong with any of those guys.
I don't think so either.
And Josh Allen, I think, is going to be a really, really good NFL player too.
And if they decide to, I mean, if for whatever reason the Cardinals don't take Kyler Murray, now all of a sudden they've got a really valuable draft pick. And if there's a team who really, really wants Dwayne Haskins,
or if John Gruden really is in love with Kyler Murray and wants to trade
up
to two from four, you can trade down to four, still get one of those defensive guys, and pick up another pick.
Michigan lineman Rashawn Gary had a 38-inch vertical and a 4.58 40 at 6'4", 277.
Whew.
So that's a
That's a positive.
He's expected to go in the first round. Buffalo quarterback Tyree Jackson.
Yeah, he's interesting. I mean, he's 6'7"?
6'7", 249, and ran a 4.59 40, a quarterback. That's –
he's got a cannon for an arm.
That's an intriguing prospect. He I don't know that he's the buzz around him isn't like what it was about Josh Allen last year, but sounds a little bit similar.
You know what else I like about him? He won big in college.
Yeah. And well, he won big on and for Mac.
Still,
play,
that,
he won
big. Go look at what Buffalo was before him.
Yeah.
And I always like guys like that made their programs better. And, oh, by the way, physically, he's got a lot of tools.
Mississippi State safety Jonathan Abram, who got hurt in the Senior Bowl, and he had some good numbers, 4.45 40, and a good positional workout. Iowa players, especially the tight ends, Amani Hooker and Anthony Nelson had good showings, but the Hawkeyes tight ends, T.J. Hawkinson and Noah Fant, I think everybody kind of thought they were two of the best tight ends in the draft. And,
yeah.
They both had a really good combine.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of mock drafts that have the Texans taking Noah Fant, and I don't see it unless they fill cornerback and offensive line in free agency.
This would have been nice for the Texans had he not performed so well.
Yeah.
Washington State offensive tackle Andre Dillard, who one longtime evaluator believes Dillard has a chance to be the top left tackle drafted, which would likely cinch him a top 20 draft pick. 4.96 40, outstanding movement skills and positional drills helped his cause.
Yeah, Cody Stutes wrote about him. That story's on Sports Map, and what a great fit he would be for the Texans. But, yeah, he may have raised his stock too much to be there.
UMass wideout Andy Isabella. And this is red alert, white wide receiver we're talking about here.
Yes.
But Yahoo says, throw away the pigment-based comps that have Isabella being called the next Wes Welker or what have you. He's more like the next T.Y. Hilton or perhaps Brandon Cooks, with rare track speed. He ran a 4.3. Surprising strength, 15 reps. And that speed typically doesn't get out of day two. Isabella's impressive performance against Georgia and a strong Senior Bowl likely back up that landing spot. So that's a guy playing small school ball.
I'm going to have to go back and take a look at him because I don't remember seeing him play last year.
Maryland safety, Darnell Savage, 4.3, 6.40. That's pretty good if you're a safety. Jeez. That ain't bad.
Yeah, there were some really good 40 times for safeties.
Yeah. Texas A&M center, Eric McCoy. 6'3 and 7'8, 303 pounds. Arm length and hand size likely limit him to center. And he also turned in a poor three-cone drill in eight-three-eight seconds, which can be attributed to a slip and stumble. But he aced the positional drills and impressed in his interviews. One scout said he was awesome. Building off some nice Senior Bowl momentum, he should be one of the top centers drafted. Here's the losers. Ja'Kai Polite from Florida. Defensive end.
Oh, God.
Billed as a top-tier athlete. He turned in a 4.8 4.40 and a 32-inch vertical, despite less than ideal height, 6'2 and 5.8, and weight, 258 pounds. He also cut off the event with a hamstring injury, which that's never a good thing when it's like, that didn't go well, and then you say, I'm not doing anything else because my hamstring hurts. That's not good. Greedy Williams ran, and he actually ran pretty well, but also, I think it was his calf tightened up or something. He was like, I'm out. That's always a bad – I mean, you've always got your pro day, but this is obviously – you go to the combine, you want to impress. It sucks to come up with an injury. It can't – there's no way it can help your stock, obviously.
No.
Ohio State cornerback Kendall Sheffield appeared to suffer a torn left pec early during the bench press, which will likely be a six-month recovery. He really needed a good combine workout. He declared early after he'd gone from Blinn to Alabama to Ohio State. A gifted athlete who reportedly was running in the 4.3 range during his pre-combine training, but obviously this significantly affects his draft status. Virginia safety Juan Thornhill, 4.4 2.40, 44-inch vertical. That's all good. He was in the top 5-10 percentile for his position. But two separate teams expressed serious concern about his football IQ when they met with him. One said he seems very limited in terms of his football acumen for safety. His learning curve could be pretty steep.
So they're saying he's a dumb.
They're saying he's a dumb. So that's not ideal. Alabama linebacker Mack Wilson. It's kind of surprising to hear him on this list, but... it says, one of this year's trickiest evaluations only added to the mystery this week. A sore hamstring can explain his middling at best workout numbers in the broad and vertical jumps, but he also failed to impress teams during the interview phase. He's a different bird, one team said. I didn't talk to him personally, but two of our guys said that the interactions with him were a bit bizarre.
Okay.
So here's a sad one. Moment
of silence.
Texas Longhorns wide receiver. I don't think Texas is going to be number two.
No.
Little Jordan Humphrey. He was a guy, he can play. Don't get me wrong. The guy can play.
Yeah, I don't think he has, like, high-end speed, but he does have good quickness off the line.
4.75 40.
That's not high-end speed.
That's not high-end speed. And basically wholly underwhelming numbers in other testing.
You know what? I think if he'll drop, somebody will get a good player because he gets off the line well. He's got good size, and he's quick enough to get open. Now, is he going to run away from people? No.
Guy that the Texans had been linked to in a couple mock drafts I've seen, Ole Miss offensive tackle Greg Little. As one scouting director asked rhetorically, would you spend a first rounder on him? Little's poor showing in the 40, a 5.33, and a 25-inch vertical jump didn't help answer this question, and his decision not to bench press was viewed as odd. Yeah.
That is odd.
Yeah, if you're an offensive lineman, you don't want to bench press.
I mean, that's one of the ones you have to do, right?
Not great. Georgia running back Elijah Holyfield. They wanted to view him against his running back peers, considering how little he was used or how little he was featured in Athens, which, I mean, he was really kind of underutilized. But a 4.78 40 and a vertical jump of 29.5, which many offensive linemen surpassed, has Evander Holyfield's son on the ropes.
Interesting.
So those are some of the winners and losers from the combine.
There's a couple guys that weren't on that list that I want to ask you about when we come back.
All right.
That I think are of interest locally. But, hey, guys, I got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace.
Palace.
And you know what? If you're looking for a game tonight, you want to play a tournament?
Palatial.
Get out there at 6:30. You can late register until 8:40. It's a $90 tournament with rebuys and an add-on. Guess what? Guess how much you're guaranteeing tonight?
Win the money.
$9,000.
$9,000.
On a Wednesday night. And, man, the cash games there are great as well. Any cash player that gets there before 12:30 gets $25 in time. The first 10 get $50 time and lunch. And the food there is fantastic.
Free lunch?
Yep. You get there early. And, man, the cash games are thick. And I tell you, George, Najib, Lion, they run a terrific room, man.
They do. And it's a beautiful room as well. Better than a lot of the rooms we're playing in Vegas, in fact. So they've got TVs all over the place. If you want to watch sports matches while you play, they've got you covered on that end. BYOB, which is always nice. And, guys, follow them on Facebook for all the information about the tournaments, like Fred was saying. But until you see this place for yourself, we can't do it justice. Stop by 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston, right there just west of the Galleria. 6134 Richmond, that's Lions Poker Palace.
Hey, guys, what do you love about shaving with Harry's? I can tell you what I love about it. Convenience, affordability, and a great shave. All of those things. And you can join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. And how about this? They got a great deal just for the blitzers. You'll get a 5-blade razor, which is terrific. That's what I use. A weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover for, how about this? That sounds like that should be $20, $25, $3. $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do just go to harrys.com, use code F-A-O-U-R. And I've been using these guys for a while, and the replacement cartridges are the best. They're $2 each, man. That's half of what you're going to pay for any of these other companies. And the cool thing is the quality is just as good, if not better. And I love the fact that I have it set up where I've got a subscription where my cartridges show up right when I need them. Because they'll ask you, how often do you shave? And then they'll set it up. You don't even have to do that, though. You can just try it out for $3 and see what you think. This is for a limited time only. Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers are going to get $5 off that trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's $3 plus free shipping. Razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. $3 free shipping. Use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know that you're a Blitzer so you can support the show. Harry's.com, code F-A-O-U-R.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks on 290. Starting to be hopping in here, so if you're just getting in your car, don't go home. Nobody wants you at home. They want you out here. Come on out. Enjoy the great Carbach Crawford Bach. You get that on tap out here. It's available at all the Twin Peaks locations in Houston. As we make our third appearance at Twin Peaks in the last 3 days. And it's been at the other two. It's at the other ones. So come by here, check it out, hang out with us. We'll be here till 7. Also, if you haven't had a chance, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there today. We've got the full, Barry's full thing that he did for the Houston Sports Show, not the edited version that ran on the show. So if you want to see some of the jokes that didn't make it, go check out Barry.
I watched last night.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, I finally watched it. I thought it was good. So watching our segment kind of confused me as to whether or not it was supposed to be like a comedy segment or, and because I assumed it when Jerome said we're playing a game.
Well, yeah, and
my instant assumption was, okay,
it should be
this
fun.
Is supposed to be funny.
Right.
But I feel like the other two guys decided it was going to be
serious. Yeah.
And I don't know how you can play that game seriously. So I don't know. It was confusing to me.
Well, and, you know, not to not to beat our chest too much, but I thought we did what Jerome was looking for. And I thought the three of us were really good, other than how I looked. I think Brian T. Smith kind of missed the point of the first one, because, and maybe it wasn't explained to him well enough. But I thought we got it, and that was the, you know, so I thought we were pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't say that lightly, you know me. But it was a lot of fun. I hope we get to do it some more, although next time I'm Ubering, because the parking at UH sucks, which, you know, I should know that, but I never learn. Also on Sports Map today, I went through and handicapped all of the Game of Thrones characters' chances to win the throne based on the odds, like I would a horse race.
Okay.
And I came up with two, and I don't want to give away the story because I want you to check it out because it's not bad. I also put the we also put the trailer on there, so if you haven't seen the trailer, it's on the story. But
I still haven't seen the trailer.
My two that I'm going to play: Daenerys at +450.
Okay.
Night King at +1,000. Those are my two.
That's your long shot, huh?
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Okay.
I'm team Night King to begin with, so now I'll have double rooting interests.
I almost feel like the only I don't know. I think people are going to be upset if it's not, like, not just the book nerds. You won't be upset. But I think the general Game of Thrones come along since the show started fans like me, and I don't fall under this category, but I think most people do. They want either Jon Snow or Daenerys to win, and they expect them to be like co-rulers.
Yeah.
And any other option is out of the question, but I would bet against that happening.
Yeah, I don't think
it seems too easy.
One of them has to die.
I think at least one of them is going to die.
And maybe they both die, and it's the little dragon baby that hasn't been born yet. But that's, it's like +1,500 for a character that hasn't been born yet.
Let me give my list of expected deaths for the last season.
All right.
I said yesterday Cersei and Jaime. I expect both of them to die.
You know what? I'm gonna throw Tyrion into the mix, too. I think all the Lannisters die.
Okay. Who else? Oh, Sansa?
Yes, she has to die. She's really annoying.
Arya?
I think Arya lives.
I think she dies.
No, because she's...
And Jon Snow. I think they all die.
Yeah, I think it's Daenerys at the end, or the Night King wins the whole thing.
I think the Night King's going to die.
Man, I hope not.
I think somebody's going to shatter him into a... we're talking about the Ice Guy, the Ice King, right?
Yeah.
I hear people call him Ice King and Night King.
Yeah, he's the Night King. He's not the Ice King. I don't know where that came from. And
okay.
If you're doing that, stop.
I've always called him Night King, but then I keep hearing people say Ice King.
No, that's those people and then are...
You know how I am. I don't know people's names all the time. Yeah. I just know, like, oh, that guy that did that. Like that guy with the horns that walks around throwing spears at dragons.
Night King. There is no Ice King. Stop with that, people. Shame on you.
Okay. Also, another person who's going to die. The fat guy from The Wall.
Oh, Sam?
Yeah, Sam. He's dying for sure.
Or Samwell, excuse me.
Yeah, Sam.
It's like we have to.
Samwell, you did.
We have to do. I'm going to throw Gendry in there. I think Gendry dies.
Who's that?
That's Robert's bastard.
What's he look like?
He
came late to the party, right?
Well, no, he was there early.
Okay, and then he was gone. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to die too.
He's the one that the Red Witch put the leeches on.
Yep. Yeah. He'll die too.
I think the Red Witch is going to return.
What about the guy that got his stuff cut off?
Varys?
No. Oh, yeah, him. What about him first?
Yeah, he doesn't die.
He doesn't die?
He can't die.
I don't think he dies either.
With a nickname like the Spider, you cannot die.
People step on spiders all the time, and then the spider dies.
Nah, but this one has gotten away for a long time.
What's the other guy's name? Theon.
Theon?
Will Theon die?
I think Theon lives.
He's a useless character.
He is useless. And now that he has no Frankenbeans.
Well, I mean, he was no use to me before that.
Yeah, he was really unlikable before that. But yeah, now that the parts are gone,
yeah,
he's really useless. So, but I think he lives.
Okay.
Because he's kind of pathetic. Hey, let me give something away. We'll do this at 5 o'clock on the nose. the fifth caller at 713-780-3776 gets to hang out with me at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday from 7 to 9. And Rogelio, he'll be there. Probably rather see him. Got a free buffet. You get four free tickets and at least two guaranteed winners while I'm there. Maybe one, but probably two. So we'll take caller 8 at 5 o'clock. But don't call before 5 o'clock. Everybody tries to call at 4:59 and all this stuff. And, you know, they're just not going to answer the phone until 5 o'clock. All right. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Big City Wings. And if you haven't checked them out yet, well, it's crawfish season. And you want a place to watch all the madness coming up, Big City Wings is your place. They've got TVs everywhere. They're big on specials. They're big on wings. They're big on sports. And really, they're big on everything. Everything I've had on that menu, I love. The burgers are great, but you know, obviously known for the wings. But you can check out the crawfish as well. And seven great locations around the city. A new one coming on Rayford. That one will be open soon. We'll be up there. But the new one in Kingwood we were at a couple weeks ago, it's fantastic. And listen, Sam and his guys have put together just a great experience for you. And check the website to find the one nearest you. Specials every day. How about today? $7 on all burgers and whiskey on Wednesdays. That's a pretty good deal. I'm telling you, for those burgers and for whiskey, that's a hell of a deal. Daily specials. So if you can't make it out here, swing by there tonight on your way home. Lunch specials Monday through Friday. They've got everything. Find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all Big City Wings, my favorite wing joint. Check them out, BigCityWings.com.